Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Vince Castano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The right fielder, Bud Metheny. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Keller. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Nick Eaton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ken Sears. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Billy Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Butch Wenzloff. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Butch Wenzloff. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Sears and he is safe. Moses steals second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Hodgson reaches second base with a double. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway strikes out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Hodgson moves to third. Two outs. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker who is chasing the ball. Keller reaches third base with a triple. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Ken Sears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sears hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses strikes out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Tucker moves to second. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0-for-1 in the game. Kurtwright takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tucker scores. Kurtwright moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Butch Wenzloff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wenzloff hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-for-1 in the game. Quell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wenzloff fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 0-for-1 in the game. Metheny hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Keller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Sears and he is safe. Tucker steals second. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cartwright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0-for-1 in the game. Eaton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ken Sears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sears is 0-for-1 in the game. Sears hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. QL reaches second base with a double. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. QL scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Butch Wenzloff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wenzloff is 0-for-1 in the game. Wenzloff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Crosetti takes first base on ball 4. Wenzloff moves to second. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wenzloff moves to third. Crosetti moves to second. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 0-for-2 in the game. Metheny hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wenzloff scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Keller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tucker moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0-for-2 in the game. Eaton takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eaton moves to second. Ken Sears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sears is 0-for-2 in the game. Sears hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eaton scores. Gordon moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Gordon scores. One out. It's White Sox, 3, Yankees, 3. Butch Wenzloff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wenzloff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wenzloff hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Quell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Castano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-3 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Metheny bunts for an out with unknown description. Weatherly moves to second. One out. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Keller takes first base on ball 4. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Eaton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Weatherly moves to third. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon is hit by the pitch. Etten moves to second. Ken Sears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Grove. Weatherly scores. Etten moves to third. Gordon moves to second. It's 4-3, Yankees. Ken Sears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sears is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sears is hit by the pitch. Tuck Steinbach pinch runs for Ken Sears. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Etten scores. Gordon scores. Steinbach moves to second. It's 6-3, Yankees. Butch Wenzloff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wenzloff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wenzloff hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dickey now catching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Moses reaches second base with a double. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Murphy now pitching. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.